You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Welcome, beautiful souls. Thank you so much for being here in this space, in this amazing wisdom orb that we have all created. We've created this space for transformation, for transmutation, and to hear the messages that the ancient ones would like to share with us. And so the wisdom of the ancients is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, ancient practices, knowledge, wisdom, not only from our own planet, but all realms, all galaxies, all time-space realities converging right here, right now, to this now moment. And so as we begin tonight's show, we call on the ancient ones to be with us. We call on the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, life, power, and service to support us, to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Jill Madsen is an accomplished artist, a musician, a lecturer, and author. She is a recording artist with numerous CDs using ancient and modern sound healing techniques. Her Deep Wave Beauty CD was a finalist for the COVR Specialty CD of 2012. Jill has authored several sound healing books and lectures throughout the United States on the topic of sound, spirit, and matter. She draws on her extensive research of modern sound healing and 20-year studies of antiquities and secret societies to show the incredible power and healing capabilities of sound. Welcome, Jill. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm very excited to sprinkle stardust all around and connect our listeners with some very high vibrations and energies from the stars.
Wonderful. Well, I didn't anticipate that type of show where stardust is going to be sprinkling down, but I absolutely receive. I'm in receiving mode. Ah, so wonderful. Jill, you're a fairy, aren't you?
I am.
I think so. Oh, beautiful. Well, I love it. I can feel the vibration already. It's going to be wonderful. Yeah. So everyone, Jill is going to be speaking about cosmic realms, your personal path to the stars. So we're going to hear all about the sounds, the music. We're going to hear about specific sound codes to connect you to the stars, Sirius, Regulus, and many, many more. We'll hear how you can clear ancestral energy and karma with the angels. Listen and connect with these angels during the interview. So right now we're going to be calling in the angels, and Jill will be doing that for us. You'll be learning about stargates and how to use them to integrate bountiful higher dimensions and what heavenly energies are right here, right now, within all of our reach. And so Jill will also be doing readings on the call. So you can ask Jill, so star 2 to raise your hand, you can ask Jill, what planet am I from and what gifts will I get from my star contacts? So what planet am I from and what gifts will I get from my star contact? So if you would like to speak to Jill on the phone, star 2 to raise your hand. If you're not able to be on the phone or you're on the webinar page, put your question in the webinar box. And, of course, we'll get to as many as we can. And then we have some beautiful, beautiful music that we're going to be playing. Well, it's more than music. What are we going to be playing for everyone, Jill?
Well, I have spent 30 years studying antiquity and writing books on their most potent use of transformation, sound. Sound's not better than any other form of energy, but it's malleable and it's powerful. It's in the same frequency range as everything in our body, in our emotions, in our thoughts. So it's powerful. And the ancient people would use sound as portholes, and we're going to get into them with the states, with the stargates, and so we're going to listen to the portholes that will activate chakras above our head and connect us to stars with ancient methods. Ian, you know, we all have the the zodiac, but it's a new zodiac in a way. It was developed with the Ptolemies, in ancient Egypt, and they were around when Egypt was beginning its descent and just the big rain was over. In the earlier years, all over the earth, there was an older zodiac, and you read about it in Greece with the labors of Hercules and with the Sumerian Book of Kings about Gilgamesh, and you read about it all through the Indians all over the globe. And in essence, the 12 labors of Hercules, it's the mastery coming in from a star, and each one of the stories relates to a star and the energies from a star. And the early people, their religion, it wasn't what we have today. It was connecting with the stars. Those were the first religions. Think to the monuments and how they mirror what they can see, the pattern of the stars in the sky, or how all the cathedrals are built such that a certain star shines on the altar, delivering their frequencies and their energies to us. Think of the pyramids and how they were built to have starlight come down those big long shafts. The ancient people were very tuned into connecting to the stars, and we've forgotten. But I would say that we came from the stars, and literally, we are formed out of the matter of the stars. Same thing, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen. And I would also say that our future, our destiny, it's the stars. And some might go the path of Sirius, some Pleiades, some Arcturus, and some might weave throughout many of them. But our fascination with the stars gives us great energy and catapults our life into exciting realities. And we're going to play with the sounds to do that today.
Mm. Yeah, you know, we have such fascination, I think, with the stars. When we look at a beautiful starry night, you know, depending on where we are in the planet, we might see the Milky Way or, you know, that's a galaxy, of course, but other constellations. And we look up at the stars, and there's such a fascination with the stars. But, you know, I think there's been some sort of, for a lot of people, there's been a disconnection. You know, there's wonder and there's awe, but there's maybe a feeling of, you know, we don't really know what's out there. You know, at what point did we kind of lose that connection with the stars, Jill?
Well, I have a theory, and it comes from many, many out-of-body experiences easily. I flip out of my body, and I'm just someplace else. And that's how I've been able to learn the techniques and the sound healing techniques and write the books that I've done, is because being catapulted into another time period, the understandings are different. People, words mean different things back then. And in one of my out-of-body experiences, I was in, I don't know, maybe Lemuria, and we were all very thin, maybe fairy-like, transparent. We weren't as involved in the matter. And we were beings that wanted to involve into matter, that wanted to experience being an individual, that wanted to experience what it's like to use sight with your eyes, smell with your nose, and feeling, that wanted to experience the beauty of a sunset and the fun of a latte. So here we are going on this this journey to involve into matter. And I found myself in various out-of-body experiences. I'm in these temples, and they're sound temples. And my understanding was that string theory is correct. And string theory, borrowed from physics, is just that at its smallest roots are infinitesimal strings. So the music of the spheres is really quite a true thing. It's like all threads or all strings we would be connected to. an analogy. It might be we could have access to every radio channel there is at once and be aware of them all. And as we evolved into matter, we started to shut them off and we started to become more ourselves as opposed to a group or a tribe. We began to feel what it's like to, I did it my way. And as we did this, I found myself in these temples that we would know, like, what the codes of the strings or the connections, like a beeper. Think of it like you have a beeper or a telephone number of someone. And we would know what they are and we would scramble them. And as we scrambled them, as we scrambled the strings or the tone, we would like knot them, and then we would draw what the knot looked like. And that was the lock. I mean, if you're a higher evolved being, you're certainly not going to use a metal lock because, you know, you can send energy right through that. So they were using sound codes, sound and light codes. And really, they're interchangeable, sound and light. They're just different musical octaves. So I saw us teaching people how to close down the portal so that we could experience ourselves as just us. And we had these sigils, and the sigil is like another word for a symbol. It's an ancient word for like a symbol, like a geographic or a figure that is like a telephone number for an angel, for example. It's used in magic because the shape opens the portal, connects you to the angel, and brings in that energy. And it sounds kind of crazy, but think to Reiki. In Reiki, when you graduate, you get to look at the attunement. And what's the attunement? It's a little squiggle drawing. And when you look at the attunement, you are receiving frequencies from that drawing, and they unlock the chakras in your fingers, and then voila, white light comes out of your fingers. So we're already really kind of accustomed to this. But the exciting part is that we can look around antiquity and see sigils and symbols, and they write about them, and see that these are like portholes. These are openings, and they're carved in stone, so they last till we figure out, you know, the importance of them. And then in a vision, I saw how to convert the drawing or the sigil into sound and how it was done. And here's just another analogy. If you go back to the ancient Hindu tradition, they would work with yantras. The yantra, it's a drawing. It's a really cool drawing, but it's a 2D drawing. And the masters would say that if you spend one lifetime and look at a yantra a lot, you will ascend. But if you don't, that's fine too, but it might take you 1,000 lives to ascend. Mm. And I think there's something about us that we look at a drawing and we think we're separate from it. Never dawns on us that we ingest frequencies through our eyes, through our fingers, definitely through our ears. And in the ears, we do it through the ears, through resonance, through our skin. And there's certain frequencies that are just like portholes. So I think by design, we lost our star connections because they're very powerful. Mm. And it would be very hard to be an individual in matter and be so connected to such high energy. But now the time's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about this, Jill. Let's talk about a couple of things. One of them, well, let's talk about the energy that's coming from the stars right now. What are you seeing, feeling, knowing that's coming from the stars now to support us?
Okay, here we go. First of all, how to say this? Below our hearing range, each star has some type of orbit. An orbit creates a frequency. Think of a boat, and it's tooling down the ocean, and it's going to make the waves behind it. It's making a wave. It's making a sound. And just because we don't hear it doesn't mean it doesn't impact us. You can buy off a Motorola star sounds coming in during the day that we can't hear. Working with comparing sound to the periodic chart of elements, you can do things like say, oh, frequency of zinc is coming in today. I think we're all going to have a good day for a cold. And because zinc is good for a cold. And so in that way, the stars influence us. Also find that, like, if you're planting a garden, because I've got my Stardust CD and I've got star tones in it and star orbits and taped NASA sounds, and your plants grow better. And I get all kinds of animal healings from star sounds. And when you look at sound in the body, you see, in order to have health, to ascend, think of enlightenment, white light, you need all the component colors to make white light. If you're going to be healthy, you need a variety of foods. You need red foods, blue foods, green foods. You need the whole spectrum. And you need the spectrum of the night sky when you ascend and go beyond. For each one of those stars comes in as a different frequency. And they're beautifully illustrated in the Tales of Hercules, the Labors of Hercules, and in Gilgamesh. For each labor or challenge that comes in from, let's say, Sirius or Pleiades or whatever star, it's a certain energy, a certain frequency. And that frequency can express as an emotion, a physical issue, a challenge, a relationship issue. And in these fables, you see the hero, Gilgamesh or Hercules, how they overcome them. And in essence, that's kind of like each one of us light workers. You know, I believe that we're a melting pot here on Earth. And just kind of like think to the Canada and the United States, where you have all these different backgrounds. We have all these different star backgrounds, and they're all different energies. They're all different frequencies. And I'll just give you an example. Sirius. Sirius is the brightest star in the sky. It's, according to antiquity, it's the birth canal to our universe. It's like perhaps the first one into this galaxy. Therefore, ancient people would have, everybody here has been to Sirius because they're here. And Sirius is known to, when you stare at it, you get a certain feeling, which would be you're like intuitively picking up on the energy of the star. So in Sirius, it's united with the heart of God. It definitely puts you in the heart space. It's known to enlarge and strengthen your Christ consciousness. Jesus Christ's work would have been sharing this particular energy of Christ consciousness. Sirius is known for ancestral healing, really big on liberation, freedom, looking for answers within, becoming very strong. And so when you look at Sirius, perhaps are attracted to Sirius, do a Sirius attunement and so forth, these are the type of energies that you're like linking to, so that you can become that. And each different star, I believe, is like almost like all the musical notes in a scale. It's a different attribute. It's a different gift. And a different ascension path once we are enlightened. Or after ascension, yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you. And then, what about stargates, Jill? What are stargates?
Stargate is my word, but it is in essence, it's a porthole. And the ancient tribes, let's say the Wallabies from Australia, the Dogon tribes, these Aborigine people attest that they've been visited by beams from the star. They also have information and have had it for, long before science ever discovered it. For example, in the Dagon tribe, they knew about Sirius being two stars, and one of them was a white dwarf, or a very heavy one. And they were talking about that long before science figured that out. So these people have relationship with them, and these beings came down, and they taught them, this is how you maintain light. This is how you connect with us. This is how you have really powerful energy. You can use it for manifesting. You can use it for health. But this is exactly how you do these things. And that's what I have in the videos in these packages, is these teachings. And so they're teaching them. And then the other thing with the Stargate is I want you to think of two violins. And they're sitting next to each other. You play the A string on one, and the A string on the other sings. You don't touch it. It sings. That's called resonance. To me, it's like energy transfers on the same frequency, a little bit like magic. And we think of this in a very small example with a violin, two violins. But the angels would say it happens on a very big scale. And after looking at the work of Barbara Hero, she mapped out the orbit speeds of many of the stars. And the stars that people are attracted to, Taurus, Pleiades, Sirius, the popular ones, if you will, they all are either the same frequency as the Earth's orbit or reciprocal. So in essence, think of the violin analogy between us, let's say, and Sirius. So what happens on Sirius happens here. So we open a stargate and we have natural resonance with these planets. And the ancient secrets is that, and when you go up many chakras above your head, like 16 for Sirius, that when you open that chakra, which has been shut down and we have an attunement to open it, then you start to link to and radiate to the energy from Sirius. And that is what I term a stargate.
So it's really opening up to become or be on the same frequency as those various stars, to literally resonate at the same frequency. And do you have to listen to an attunement to do that? Are there other ways we can do that?
I don't know of other ways. That doesn't mean there aren't other ways.
But have a way.
I don't know. I do know that the sigils, the sigils for the stargates come from ancient Egypt, and they're aligned with the different stars. They're the code to start to, you know, connect your high chakras to the stars. And of course that comes down your Anacharana, or whatever word you want to call it, your rainbow bridge, your silver cord, and it comes right down into the top of your head. And the exercises, the techniques given to the Aborigine people that have handed them down, you know, they also have many ways of and exercises to tie into that energy.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about why we'd want to do this, and what some of the I'm going to use the word benefits, because it's we're still in partially in 3D. So part of us are going to be looking for, yes, making the connection. But if you can share with us some of the reasons why we'd want to do that, and really why it's important to do that.
Well, I would say that it's our destiny, and we can take 1,000 lives to get back to the stars, or if we're tired of pain and suffering here on Earth, we can just lift off. And in essence, I think that's the big thing with the stars. It's kind of like it's such a higher octave than us that it gives us energy in any frequency, but it gives us the energy of overcoming the associated challenge of the lower frequency on Earth. And each one of the stars brings gifts. again, Cyrus, being opening of the heart and uniting with the heart of God. Cyrus being downloading the Christ consciousness energy. It also clears the ancestral healing, and that's huge. Mm. We have negative energy packets. It's in our DNA. It's in our genes. It's in our body. It's in miasms that follow our family. And here we go trying to do all these beautiful gifts and things when we're loaded with crap, and to come in and start to like shatter that and make you feel like you don't even need to go outside of your body for answers. You get in the habit of looking within. They're very, very specific gifts. The gift of Regulus, for example, another star in Leo, is one which takes your work and takes it on a world platform. For those people wishing to really do some big healing, Talithi Kumi is a star which takes super high energy, and it takes it to very, very personal things, getting over an illness, abundance, and so forth. So they're beautiful tools. Go ahead.
No. Oh, I was just going to say that really are allies, supportive mm-hmm. allies. That's what's really coming through to me. But please, you were going to mention something.
Well, it's just that people, I think, have stoppers in their vision. They think, oh, someday I'm enlightened and someday, you know, I'll be like an ascended master. But we're actually right now working on our paths beyond that. And I think that's another thing that's very beneficial with working with the star energy, is that many light workers are going to ascend. And we've unconsciously, on some level we're not aware of, we've already chosen our path. We've already chosen our star family. We've already started on bigger work, bigger projects, perhaps to bring down and bless this earth. And when you start working with the stars, it's kind of like taking an AP English course. You start working on the project that's your destiny, that's going to unfold and be your future.
Mm. Wonderful. Well, let's continue the conversation. But Jill, I would, there's so many people with questions. Of course, you had them pose a beautiful, beautiful question around what planet they're from and what gifts they will get from the star contact. So you can already feel it, I'm sure, Jill. Everyone is like, pick me. This is information that a lot of people would love to find out. So with so many people curious, I'd love to go to the phones for a little while and go to the web for a little while to at least get answers for some people. Would that be okay with you?
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right, everyone. So we're going to go to the phones and then the web again. Star 2 to raise your hand if you are on the phone. If you joined later, star 2 to raise your hand. Or if you're on the webinar page, then put your question in. As well as your name, and we'll get to as many as we can in this round. We'll do a couple of rounds. Okay, so let's go to Frederick, Maryland. Frederick, Maryland, and it's 4525 is the last four digits, and you're on Live with Jill.
Hi, thank you so much, both of you. My heart is so touched. Thank you.
Lovely to hear your voice.
Thank you, and likewise, Jill.
So, do you have a specific question, or would you just like me to go to your star family?
Yes.
Star family.
Okay. Or if something else is pushing at you to be, shared, I'm totally good.
Okay. All righty. Okay. What I'm seeing is, I'm seeing the planet Lyra, and these beings, they're like, they look kind of like, I'm seeing your star family, and they're like all white. you know, when you see like an illustration or a drawing of, let's say, Archangel Michael or somebody, they're white, but they have a lot of color, like pastel color. No color. I'm seeing white. And they're very beautiful. And I feel like they had a very strong presence in Atlantis, and so did you. And so that your star contract or your work with Lyre started in Atlantis, and I'm seeing you in a temple of the moon. And in the temple of the moon, you were working with the feminine energy, and also you were in the temple of the night, again, working with the stars and the star beings with portals, part of the reason why you're attracted to this particular show. And that, let's see what they're showing me. They're showing me that, first of all, that you had wings when you were on Lyre, and that you looked like them. And they're telling me that sometimes you could have a little back pain. They're saying that as you go into 3D matter, you lose your wings in the 3D realms. But you're surrounded by higher dimensions. They're all around you. And in your higher dimensions, you have wings. And they're asking you to use your imagination and kind of fluff out your wings, and that they're a tool that you can use them in your imagination. They're saying your imagination will trigger the other dimensions. You can use them to nurture, to comfort, to protect someone. You can use them for excitement or to get the energy going if someone's depressed simply by flapping your wings. You can take your wings up straight, and they almost become like a weapon. And they're saying that you worked in these temples, you worked with the star energies, and you would draw it down and you would use it for healing. And they're showing me Reiki. And they're saying that you're going to be teaching other people to use star energies.
Beautiful. Thank you. Wow. So comprehensive. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Much love. Mm-hmm. Bye now. Okay. Let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina, and it's 9038 Wilmington, North Carolina. You're on live with Jill.
Hello, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hi. My name is Lord Ayel, and I feel that I'm being prevented from using or accessing all my gifts. Even though you're able to tell me what planet I'm from and what gifts I will get, how will I be able to use them if I'm being blocked?
I'm being shown that you are being blocked, and instead of talking about your star family, I'm seeing an angel. And the angel is one of the angels that we're working with. We're working with, in this package, a team of three different angels to clear that kind of energy. And this is Jeremiah. And Jeremiah, he's also been known as Azrael. He's been known as the Angel of Death. He's my personal guardian angel, so he's lovely to be around. And he's very soft, and he's very quiet, unlike Archangel Michael, that is more easily heard. But one of the things he does is that he pushes out negativity, and I'm feeling like there's been curses, there's been I might as well just do a healing right now. I'm going to have Jeremiah come in. He's going to work on you.
Thank you.
And what I'm seeing is that he's pulling out threads, and then it's like someone shot a poison arrow at you, and he's showing me that anytime you have pain, and of course we all have lots, that often all energy is conscious, including pain, and that when you dive down deep and have a lot of pain, we all draw in conscious dark energy, which is the pain, and that they kind of reside within. And, okay, right now he's working in the back of your skull. He's putting in pressure. He's taking out doubt. Now he's going a little lower to the back of your heart. He's taking out tears, sorrow. It's like he's reaching in his hand and he's just taking out dark energy. And occasionally, he took the thread. The thread came out of your head. And he's just like pressuring underneath your neck, in the back of your heart. And he's releasing darkness. And he's saying that particularly the doubt is very important, because part of the reason why you can't access your gifts is because you doubt that you can access your gifts. And he's working hard on getting rid of the doubt.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sweet soul, thanks for calling in. Okay. Well, Jill, let's go to the web. There's a lot of web questions.
Okay.
So let's see if we can get through a bunch for now.
Okay.
Okay. So this is Sherry from Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. What planet am I from, and what gifts will I get from my star contacts?
Okay, Sherry from Kitchener. Let me see if I can tie into her. I just saw Regulus. It's in the constellation Leo. There are regal stars. Many of the leaders in ancient times were from the four regal stars, Regulus being the most prominent. And I'm seeing a being that's got kind of like a light blue color. So I also feel like you've been on Sirius and on Regulus. And the blue being was coming in from Sirius, think of Avatar, and the golden ray coming in from Regulus. And they're showing me that you have, in the past, you've often been a leader. You don't always have to be in the limelight, but that people have a way of listening to you, of following your lead. And they're going to be working with you that, and that's the energy coming in from Regulus. And that, how to put this, the energy from Regulus, they're telling me, is, it takes like the energy of Sirius, like the heart of God, the Christ consciousness, the strength within, and it puts it more like on a world service. It makes it reach larger arenas, and they're saying that they're grooming you for that. They're working with you for that. That sometimes it's simply your energy. That is the healing thing, and that's really what they want you to work on, is just to be work on your personal energy, and they're going to set up situations and allow you to influence on quite a large scale.
Thank you. What a beautiful
reading. Because that's your past and that's your future.
Beautiful reading. Thank you. This is Agnieszka from Chizane. So if you're listening to the replay, you'll recognize that, but I don't know if I've even seen that word before. Chizane, I don't know where that is, but Agnieszka. And Agnieszka is asking, what planet am I from, and what gifts will I get from my
Okay.
Star?
Okay. Okay, I don't quite understand this, but I'm seeing like large cats, and I feel like I'm in Egypt, and I feel there's a connection to Osiris and Osiris. Listen to his name, and Isis were definitely connected to the Osiris star. But there was a group of them that resonated with the energy of large animals, particularly cats. And I saw you in a temple in Egypt, and you had like an animal skin with an animal head. You know, you see that in Hercules. He had that same kind of getup, if you will. And I see you in that particular temple. And the thing between the cats is that they're fast. The big cats, meaning they're very powerful. They're kind of like at the top of the food chain. That they're needed for balance. They keep things in their proper order. And I'm feeling that you're going to be working with humanity and working with people, and perhaps even related to large animals, particularly cats. And that the cats themselves have come from Cyrus, is what I'm getting, the soul of the cat, which is also where you've been.
Thank you, Jill.
And it's power and protection. It's a big picture kind of stuff because they're at the top of the food chain, and that's the energy that is your past and your future.
Thank you, Sylvie from Munich, Germany. Same question: what planet am I from, and what gifts will I get from my star family?
Sylvie from Munich. Okay. Okay, I'm seeing another being from Lyra. Here we got two stars here. And I'm showing that you've been in Lyra. You've been in Atlantis like the other. And now I'm being shown like, I don't know, a figure. It looks like maybe Mother Mary. And she's got like a crown, like, I don't know, she's got like 12, like, looks like stars in it. And that, I think that some people have been on many planets, kind of like United States and Canada, where we're a melting pot. That I got the Lyra, but I also got that you've been on a variety of planets, and kind of like you're star braiding, you're bringing in the different energies. So if you were to think of once you ascend and you're going to ascend again, you know, maybe you need to master the higher octave of energies, and you're kind of like preparing for that. Perhaps like in antiquity, they talk about the angels and they classify them according to the rays, meaning the color rays. So that in order to ascend, you learn the lessons of blue and of red and of orange. And of course, that correlates to an emotional issue, a mental issue, and physicality as well. And when you kind of like have a life path in which you've maybe had eclectic past and eclectic desires, you like this and you like that, you're in a position to kind of like weave them all together to come up with very creative solutions because of your mastery in your history from such diversity. And I feel that that's your strength going in the future, is learning this, learning that, and finding unique creative ways to pull them all together. And I'm being shown this crown again with these 12 stars, it looks like. And I feel like in a past life, maybe in the order of Mary, that you've earned this and you don't have it. So I'm going to allow somebody to come through me and just return it to you. So if you sit still for a moment, I'm going to send an energy healing. There. I hope you could feel that. That was pretty strong. Mm. It'll continue.
Mm. Thank you, Jill. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing and for the transmissions. Yeah. You know, we're going to do some more readings in just a little while, everyone. So hold on tight there. But I wanted to ask you a question, Jill, because you work a lot with the 528 hertz frequency. And I must say, ever since you've introduced me to that frequency personally, there's something about that frequency that I have an attraction to. So I have a resonance with that. So I find myself trying to find music or sounds with the frequency and playing them. So there's something in my being that is asking me to play that. So my soul is saying, Ian, you need to hear 528 frequency. So what's all the fuss about? Why am I being so drawn to that frequency? Tell us about that.
Okay. Anytime your soul, your body, which is consciousness, needs a particular frequency, you desire it. And when you hear it, your body will release endorphins. So like when you were younger and you just loved a song, you'd listen over and over and over again, and then someday you were just tired of it and you just moved on. That's because it had some things that was really good for your health or your development, because everything is frequency, the food we eat, everything, the body, it's all frequency. And you ingest through food, but you also ingest through sound. So your body's saying, yeah, I really want that. And since we're talking about the stars, Sirius being connected to the heart of Mother, Father, God, it's kind of like a love frequency star. There's a relationship between 528 and Sirius. What we have here on Earth is that some people have reported that 528 has been used to repair DNA damage. 528 is called the love frequency. 528 is an angel number. 528 is a solfeggio tones. And I've done Carillion photography on people before and after listening to solfeggio tones, and their auras whiten. And we really don't have white auras. We have colored, you know, this color or that color. And when you get white, that's the combination of the other colors. It's like, it's like being Christed. It's like Christ consciousness, which is also associated with Sirius. And so we get kind of like the enchilada. And in short, it's very, very healing. My personal experience with 528 is that it does resonate with my heart. And it's interesting. The more I work with that particular frequency and that particularly that 528 crystal tuning fork, because it has the crystal harmonics on top of the 528 frequency, I find that it draws me into my heart. And it's interesting, like if I'm having a mental day and I'm thinking this, thinking that, and I'm off center and I'm not in my power, again, this is another thing that connection to Sirius helps, so it keeps us in our power. But when I'm kind of floating around, that 528 draws me back to my heart. And if I'm in my head a lot, the crystal vibrations, which go on and on and on when you play that fork, they kind of deaden because they don't resonate with my head. I'm thinking and I'm playing it and then I start feeling, the volume goes up on that fork. So it's resonating in the area of your heart. And the heart being much more powerful than, or a heart b- beat being much more powerful than a brain wave, like 60 times more powerful. So the 528, I don't know, it's love, it's opening up. I would say it's Cyrus. In 2010, I believe it was, Nancy and John Hutchinson, they used the solfeggio tones, particularly 528, in the Gulf after the BP oil spill. And they had the water tested just after listening to the series of tones, including the 528, and they were able to purify the water. I think they had a testing lab in Mobile, Alabama, but they were able to certify that that tone cleared up toxins and pollution. So there's a few things about 528. And one is it feels good. It feels joy. It's a frequency that takes you up, not inward. It takes you in your heart, in a joy space. It's an uplifting sound.
Mm.
So what do you think to that?
Yeah, I absolutely resonate with that. I can tell you because, okay, so everyone, we haven't got there yet, but we're going to get there soon. But I received a tuning fork from Jill, and I absolutely feel such a attraction to this fork. I have to use it. It's obviously doing something to my being that I need, but I can tell you that it does put me in a much, much kind of deeper sense of calmness. And I play that fork and I sit there in a meditative state and I really, really feel that it is, you know, raising my vibration. It's really doing wonders for, you know, just the overall tranquility and meditative state.
Yeah, if the fork is crystal, and we're pretty conscious of frequencies, I would say, especially light workers, but not conscious of harmonics.
Mm-hmm.
And the ancient people, when they were healing with sound, like these sigils, are going to have harmonics created through vowel sounds. But so the thing about crystals is that it has a harmonic pattern. A harmonic pattern is like an after ripple of sound. And all of nature operates like a sound and then in a harmonic pattern, like fractals kind of represent a root note and then the spin-off fractals kind of follow a harmonic pattern. Sherry Edwards, founder of Bioacoustics, looks at the body through sound and she can report that your digestion, when you look at the tones, it follows a harmonic pattern of sound. So simply a sound and it's after ripples. Like you're on a bridge and you drop a rock in the water and you see the circles go around. Those would be likened to the harmonics. And as we grow in sophistication, we're going to learn to use, you know, harmonics as well as frequencies. Crystal harmonics. Crystal harmonics resonate with other crystal harmonics. Like you have piezoelectric crystals in your pineal gland. So you start working with that fork. And you start to enlarge your pineal gland. And that, of course, is your key to your psychic centers and your halo and all kinds of cool development. And the other thing about crystals, think to your computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crystal chip in there, silicone chip, and it receives and it sends. So with this crystal fork, we have techniques of using the signal for manifesting to go into the feeling space of like pretending you have what you want and allowing it to carry on the crystal 528, the joy frequency, and just go out. And when you broadcast out on your radio station, what you broadcast out is brought back to you. It's called you sow what you reap. And it's the heart of manifesting. So you can use that crystal fork for manifesting, for healing. It feels good because your body always loves it, and just simply raking it in your aura. If someone, let's say someone had an unknown cancer, if you were to take that fork across their body, you'd go, eep, eep. It wouldn't resonate, it wouldn't sing in front of a dark spot where there's something wrong in the body. the volume's going to go down. And so in a way, it kind of tells you where you have dark spots in your aura, where you're storing pain and perhaps illness. And the aura is subtle energy, and it slowly impacts your body in that you absorb it. And, of course, the 528, it physically feels good. And so if you just rub that tuning fork around a dark spot, the dark spot starts to ingest that energy. You can also use it to kind of like direct energy. Like, I believe there's a video in there where you use the tuning fork to open your heart, which is very appropriate. And then you can just move that heart energy to different parts of your body where you need it.
Mm.
Just literally by physically dragging that fork with the sound. So it's got a lot of really cool fun things to do.
Yeah, definitely. So we want to tell people about that in just a second. So, but I think also because you mentioned the sigils and the angel tones as well.
Yes.
Let's play an angel tone now.
Okay.
So everyone can experience that. Should we do Jeremiah?
Jeremiah's fine. We have talked about Jeremiah. And so what we're going to listen to is the...
Jill? Jill, did you...
We're going to Jeremiah. A very, very soft, deep, deep healing being. And then maybe when we're done, I'll channel him or something.
Mm.
And let him give us an inner treatment after we kind of go into his energy. And these sigils, not the sounds, but the sigils during the Druidic times, they were used to contact an angel, to draw an angel into a spell. It's like a beeper. And by putting it in sound, we're just making it louder. And I'm using, in these sigils, I'm using vowel sounds and pitches and a couple other beautiful sounds to make it fun to listen to. But the major ingredients are pitches and harmonics.
Mm,
harmonics expressed as vowels, yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and get this started. So everyone, just wherever you are, just, you know, make sure that you get present and you drop into your heart if you're not there already. So just take a moment to drop into your heart, and we're going to get this going. So here we go.
I am Jeremiah. I have come to help clear your sorrow, your doubts, your tears. As we did earlier, we will work on all of you. And right now, I'm going to be pressing my hands on the base of your skull and the back of your head, pressing out doubt. Feel it heavy, feel it slowly going through the density and filling it full of light. My energy is that of the violet flame, transformation and purity. Now I'm going to place my hands in the back of your heart. Pull into the well of tears, dark and dense, and starting to lighten it up. To take away karma. I work with you to help you understand dreams, to open psychic skills. Whenever you feel this soft, deep feeling, I am near. We are teaming up with other angels to enlighten mankind, to let go of the ancestral karma and sadness and sorrow, to end chains of sadness and sorrow, to remove the darkness to allow for the light. And I'll just be silent for a moment before I say amen and let me work on your energies. And in the silence, receive. Amen.
Thank you so much. We receive, we receive, we receive. I'd love now, Jill, if we would be able to tell people about your offer, which includes the crystal fork. It includes the angel transmissions and some other things. So let me direct people to the offer page. So everyone, if you'd like to take a look at the crystal fork that Jill was talking about, as well as hear more about the transmissions, then follow along. So if you're on the webinar page, click the orange offer button and you'll be taken to the Crystal Stargate offer, which is Jill's offer for us. And if you're not on the webinar page, but you'd like to follow along, then type in WOTAshow.com, WOTAshow.com /Jill, J-I-L-L, and the number 6, everything's lowercase, WOTAshow.com /Jill, and the number 6, everything lowercase. So Jill, please tell us about these three options that you've prepared for us.
I'd love to do that, but just have people hold on, because we're going to do the Cyrus Stargate at the end, so that's really,
yes, okay,
really very powerful.
Right, okay, so everyone, there's going to be another transmission, as well as if we can tap Jill on the shoulder and have her do some more readings, I'd love to do that. So I know there's a lot of hands up. We're probably going to tax you a little bit this evening, Jill. So sorry,
okay.
But we really would love some more readings too.
Okay, all righty. So the first option is the crystal tuning fork. I don't know of any others. I believe it's the first of its kind, merging crystal and the joyous loving frequency of the 528 fork. the four comes, it does come with videos using on how to use it in your aura, how to use it for healing, psychic development. I think I might have a heart activation in there, and for manifesting, kind of using it like a broadcast signal. It's an incredible tool, absolutely incredible tool. And it also dovetails nicely into Cyrus and the Cyrus attunements or sigils or portholes or gateways, whatever words you want to use, because we're both working, both tools are working on the love, the opening of the heart.
Beautiful. So you already spoke a little bit about the about some of the attributes of the fork itself, but for maybe for some people who joined late, you mentioned that it can help repair DNA damage. It's a meditation frequency, an angel number. If you could just maybe in a brief synopsis, just summarize that again, possibly for people who joined late, you didn't hear about some of the attributes of the 528 fork specifically.
It's a joy frequency. It's a love frequency. It keeps you in your heart space. It doesn't work as well if you're in your mental head. The tone will actually lower. And for most of us to live a heart-centered life is a change, a tremendous beneficial change in life, and it facilitates that. It is known as the love frequency. It was used for getting rid of toxins and pollutants in the ocean, and that was confirmed by a laboratory by Nancy and John Hutchinson. Many people have attested that it tunes DNA. It's a solfeggio tone. A solfeggio tone is a set of tones creating white light in the aura. So it's a beautiful tone, but I think the really important thing about this is that it's crystal. It's a soft tone. It rings forever. And crystal kingdom has, everything is consciousness. People like crystals around because they feel good, because the crystal kingdom has ascended. It's a very high energy. And then when you add sound in it, it's a beautiful tool. It's easily uses in conjunction with Reiki, with injunction with healing, massage, clearing, uplifting, just a beautiful, beautiful crystal tool. Mm. And it comes in a beautiful case with a striker.
Yeah, beautiful. So that's option one, everyone. And so that includes shipping, because obviously it's a physical product. So Jill is going to lovingly prepare your package for you, package it up beautifully, and send it to your home or wherever you'd like to have it sent. So that's the option one. And then the option two includes the fork plus the attunement package. So that includes the audios and the video as well as the fork. So Jill, if you could just spend a little bit of time telling people about the attunements that come with option two.
Yeah. Right off the bat, it comes with the visuals of the angel sigils and of the star sigils. And looking at it is also a powerful tool. And then I have it in the sigil in MP3 form, such as we listen to here, but also the sigil in video form so that you can look at it and then even start to move your fingers to create additional frequencies through movement, another very ancient technique. The videos, there's over 5 hours of videos going from many of these ancient tribes, and they have teachings from brothers from the stars. They are to fill up full of energy. They're high-powered exercises, protocols, methods to fill up with huge amounts of light. So there's also the information and videos about connecting to the stars, connecting to Cyrus, connecting to Regulus, connecting to Talithi Kumi. And within them, I'm going around the globe and showing you how, you know, the Pawnee Indians connect and how, you know, it relates to Egypt and so forth. And then we go right into how to, once we go into preparing, if you will, to receive the light, and that's, maybe I should step back. You really do need to work with these angels to clear negativity, because the angels, there's three angel sigils and there's a bunch of videos on them working to clear your karma, clear ancestral karma, clear negativity, clear blocks, so that you can receive the light. And then the videos for the stargates go in and show you the ancient techniques that were taught by the star beings to the indigenous people, how to hold, bring, and maintain connection with the stars and light. And then you go into the actual sigils and the videos themselves. And I'm just trying to think if I can give you some examples. Some of them are star and light activations. Some of them are downloading energy from the different stars, techniques that you can use with different stars in the night sky. One is connecting your heart and your heart energy with the star Sirius. One is creating a Merkaba and using the gateway of a Merkaba to add to the sigil to make it a very powerful connection to the stars. Again, different techniques, like one called Celestial Flames, handed down to early man. It's for tuning, healing, and purifying. Another one to connect to the Divine Mother and to receive an etheric gift, which is for love and protection. There's one of creating the spiral and to working with the spiral, tying it, kind of like anchoring into the stars. There's unification exercises. I'm trying to think. There's just so many.
Yeah.
And so I would say it's a good 5 hours of ancient and very powerful methods. The methods for healing, their methods for clearing, their methods for empowering, their life-changing, life-altering steps up.
Beautiful. Wonderful. And then I'm excited about option 3 because, Jill, we've had you on the show, 3 times at least, I think? Maybe this is the 3rd time. And this is the first time that we have the luxury of you offering a private session. So Jill is offering a private session, a private Stargate reading. So much, much, much more than what you heard on these little itty-bitty mini readings, much deeper than that. But please, Jill, tell us about what it's like to work with you.
I channel, and I also do Akashic Records. And Akashic Records is kind of like simply entering your past lives, your future lives, in energy. And you can look at energies, you can look at pattern of energies, you can look at not just life purpose for this life, but you know, how it relates to other lives that you had and where you're going with it. And often when I do these channelings, your star family will line up and they'll come in and do personalized energy healings or energy sessions for this or for that, whatever is your request. So, and I do regular readings. So in regular readings, you kind of like take your consciousness up your life stream and into the life stream of another and gather information and bring it back. So a lot of times people request this or that, or sometimes people will request very specific things about a personal nature. And often if they've been drawn to have a reading with me, a star being will come in and will help them with that, or it will tie into a past life.
Yeah, beautiful. So everyone who is interested in finding out which planet they're from, what gifts they have, what messages that star beings or star families have for them from either this lifetime or another lifetime, lessons that star beings can help with, all of those are things that you would cover in the reading.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so everyone, if you're feeling that you could use a little bit of support from your family, I just feel that they are coming in right now. I mean, of course, already here, but I'm just feeling, as we mentioned that our star families are coming in and really, really wanting to work with us, to share with us, to help us, to support us, to nurture us. I can just feel that they are really wanting us to be aware of the fact that they are here. They are here to help. They are here to nurture and to support us and to really, collapse the illusion and to pull back the veil and really help reveal the truth that is wanting to come through for each of us personally. I can really, really feel them coming in. So thank you, Jill, for being that channel and that connector for our star family and our families from the other realms. That's a beautiful space. Thank you. Yeah. And everyone, if you can feel that your star family is wanting to come through, wanting to reach you, has a message for you, I'd love to hear that. If you wanted to put that in the comments, if you felt the same thing that I did as we went through this, with Jill being this amazing connector here with us, then write that in the comments. I'd love to hear if you felt the same thing that I did. Boy, I just felt it so, so profoundly as we go through this. Ah, beautiful. So, everyone, to get back on track, there is no track. There really is no track. But to bring the masculine structure back into the conversation there, the ability work with Jill is right here. First time ever on Wisdom of the Ancients. So what a wonderful gift of your time, wonderful gift of your gift that you have been bestowed by the universe. Jill, thank you so much for this special, special offer. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank everybody else for being here and being part of the star family here on Earth, the melting pot of stars.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's do, let's go straight to the phones. Let's go straight to the phones.
Okay.
Run, don't walk. Okay. Let's do Fair Oaks, California. Fair Oaks, California, 7876, you're on live.
Hello. How are you, Gio? This is Alex.
Hi, Alex. Welcome.
Hello. Hey, hello, Ian. So hi. I want to know about my family and any gifts that I can receive.
Okay, let me see. Okay, dear Alex, I'm seeing Saris, which is the path of probably most humans. Of course, it's the path of most humans, opening and connecting to the heart of Mother, Father, God, and Christ consciousness. And it was interesting. I saw like an Oriental master. I think it might have been within the Lao Tzu or something along that line. I'm not sure, but it was an Oriental master that came into you, and I'm feeling like that. I'm feeling that it was from Cyrus, and it came in. It came in through China, and that. You had been connected with this ancient wisdom, and this master that I saw, he was in red, and I felt like fire energy, and I felt like protection of a dragon, and and I feel that there's a lot of significance with that dragon. And that I know people seem to think that these things aren't real, but because we think only what's real is in 3D world, but we're surrounded by 4D, 5D, 6D, 7D, and other beings that have other shapes and forms live in these other dimensions, and they can be around us. They can see us, but we can't see them. So I feel like there's something very significant about the dragon.
Okay.
And perhaps this Lao Tzu, and I'm feeling like the dragon comes in for protection, and but it's not just protection of you, it's protection for those around you. And although it may not seem so at the moment, but that I think where you're going is that you will be protecting large groups of people. And think of a dragon flying, and he sees the big picture. You know, he's not one to squabble on the normal things of life. He's looking for the bigger purposes of humanity, for larger groups of people. And I feel that you're going to be going in that direction. Let me see, there was something else with the dragon. I'm seeing you play in a past incarnation. I'm seeing you playing crystal stones, and I don't quite understand it, but it's like I can hear them. They're like crystals. They're like, but it's exquisitely beautiful. And so I think you've worked with the Crystal Kingdom before, and the Crystal Kingdom has consciousness like everything else, and that it's very highly evolved. Let me see. I'm seeing the number five. Five was the number, again, with Lao Tzu. Their music was always centered around the five. They had five directions, north, east, south, west, center. It was like they came in to bring the energy of five. They came in with the energy to help people with change, to go up to the next level. Part of the way you protect people is that you help them when they feel like the world's falling apart, and that they need to put it back together in a higher version and a better version. And I feel like you're coming in with that beautiful, beautiful energy. And I feel that that's where you're going. And the major star connection I'm seeing is Cyrus.
Beautiful reading.
What a gift.
Thank you very much. All right.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Alex. Much love. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Jill. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to, we already did Wilmington, North Carolina. That's a different one. Wilmington, North Carolina. 6552.
Yes, hello.
Hi there, welcome.
Hey, this is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, I was wondering if you could tell me what star family I'm from and my gifts.
Yeah, sure. Sure, okay, I'm just going to tune into your energy here. Okay, speak just a little bit more. What's your last name? Pamela?
Carter.
Carter. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Pamela Carter. I'm seeing the Pleiades. And I feel like that you've been a healer. And that not just a healer, but how do I put this in words? That you're one of those people, or that you have been and will continue to be one of those people that are just solid. That they have their feet on the ground, and maybe sometimes people even take them for granted. But I feel like you have this energy, and I'm seeing like service animals, and I feel like the service animals are from the Pleiades. The souls are a gift from Pleiades, and they're animals that we probably could, you know, I don't know if we could do without. Like I'm seeing like pigs and lambs and bees. I'm seeing animals that I don't know if we could do it here on Earth without them. And we have taken them for granted, but yet through their humble service, they're solid, they're remaining, they're still giving, they're still evolving, they're evolving perhaps faster than we are, leaving us behind in the dust. And I feel like with the Pleiades that you're connected to healing, and it's healing in a very practical way. It's you're the kind of person that I'd want to come to when I have a problem. I'm going to expect not only support and love, but I'm going to expect you to come down and give me very concrete ways in which to heal and steps to do things. And if I'm lost or something, you're going to come help me and hold my hand until I get found. It's like, I feel you're a healer, but you're not the kind of healer that, you know, someone comes in for a session and then you never see them again. You're kind of the healer that, that walks with you and is your companion and is there and is very solid. And I feel that you're going to get support for being that kind of a support. And I see the beings from Pleiades, healers, sisters, beautiful. Feminine energy, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Pamela. Sweet soul, thanks for calling in. Okay, bye. All right, I'd love to go back to the web for just a little while, and then after that, we're going to be doing another Siegel with Jill, and that'll be in just a little while. So I'd love to, again, go to the web. So let's go straight to the web. Let's go to Kathy from Mountain View. And Kathy would like to know who her star family is and, yeah, who her star family is. That's her question.
Okay. Kathy from Mountain View. Let me tie in. I'm seeing like a diamond, and I think what I'm feeling in that is that you've spent a lot of time on four different stars, and you know each one of those stars you know could make the diamond, and that the stars are related in that they're like they're seen in the stars on the northern hemisphere, like in the beginning of summer. And and I tied right into the Egyptian civilization, and I saw, I don't know, I guess I felt like it was a moon. And I feel like that is, I feel like he's an angel and that there's been an angelic being helping us through many incarnations. And I feel you're connected to him. And I feel a moon, the being that was worshipped as a moon, was a real being, and that he was also perhaps Zeus. He's been with us throughout time. And I saw you in the Egyptian pantheon, and again, they're really big on Cyrus in the Egyptian pantheon. But I feel like there's four stars, so that would be one of the stars. And I just saw you involved with the Zoroastrians in Samaria. And I don't know why we're doing different carnations, but I'm seeing that you were in different empires, and that you worked with these four stars, and you worked with the energy of these four stars, and that you masters these four different energies. And I feel like they're very solid, with the feeling of a square. I'm feeling like solid foundation. I feel like formaldehyde is another one of them, and it's another one of the regal stars. And I feel like you had some pretty good incarnations in the Samaria region, and that you worked with the shining ones. And these beings, again, are from Cyrus. And that I almost see you like I'm seeing like a marriage of like a red king and a blue queen, and they're stars. And that Or maybe think of Romeo and Juliet, where you have the people from the different houses. It's like, I feel like you're uniting these four different stars, including Cyrus and formaldehyde. And perhaps Regulus. Regulus is in there too. And Talithi Kumi. So you have this little section of the sky that you've come from. And I feel like your destiny is upon, after you leave and ascend from this earth, that you're going to come back and help the earth, and that you're going to be a guiding being like we are guided, and that that you're going to be kind of like one of the ascended masters. And I just feel like you're just united different corners of the different directions, different corners of the sky here on Earth. And I feel like that's a beautiful gift. It's like the four directions. It's like you're again coming in with a multitude of skills and gifts that you're going to develop and tie people from these different star systems together. And that's in your expertise in these different civilizations is going to enable you to take their skills and gifts from these different systems and create gifts here on Earth. And that would be through how you live your life, what type of values, what type of communities you get in, through your presence and your contacts and tying together different skills and abilities from different dimensions. And I feel like a little being's going to come in and give you a little healing treatment. And I feel like it's Osiris from Cyrus. And he's just going to come in and send everybody in the audience energy.
We receive. Thank you so much. What a gift. What a gift. What a gift. So, so many of you have questions still, and we just can't get to too many more right now. So if you are resonating with this, if this is interesting to you, if it's fascinating, if you're curious about this, you can book a session with Jill. It's her option 3 in her package. And of course, that'll be interactive so that you can ask questions. You'll go back and forth with questions. So if you have questions, you can clarify. And all of this and so much more, obviously, this was a tiny little snippet of what Jill will be sharing with you in the private session. So if you are feeling guided, I just wanted to point out that that is available to you as a private session to work with Jill. And of course, you get the fork as well and then the attunements along with that. It's all part of that option 3 package if you wanted to go that way. So you get the fork, the attunements, and then the private session with Jill. Anyway, the reason I bring that up again, because there are so many of you. My heart is going out to all these hands that are raised and all these people who have questions. I've got to do a special session where we do nothing but questions. I've done that before, and I might do that this year. We'll do an intuitive reading extravaganza like we did last year and just do Q&A, bam, 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 for the whole time. So beautiful, Jill. Thank you for sharing your energy there. We do have another seagull that we're going to share with you, Jill. Is there anything you'd like to share before we go into that?
This is the sigil to connect us to the planet Cyrus, and all of us should have connection to Cyrus. It's definitely the first one to start with because, again, going through the stories and the legends and the channelings, is that this is kind of like the gateway to our universe. And so it's going to connect us to that. it helps to strengthen Christ energy, Christ consciousness, open up our heart energy, make us a little feistier so we're willing to fight for our personal freedoms and boundaries, making us strong within ourselves. And then afterwards, why don't I just see what happens? Maybe someone will come in and channel for us. Why don't we see?
Beautiful. All right, everyone, let's get back into the heart space again. Just get into your heart space and be open to receive.
My beloved, I am Isis. I have been with you in many civilizations. In addition to that, in Egypt. And I am from Saris, and I wish to take you on a meditation. I wish to have you imagine that you're like a little Gumby doll about an inch tall. You reside behind your eyeballs and your head. And you're going to let loose. And you're going to gently slide down to your neck and look up at the bottom of your chin. See it in your imagination. And now we're going to continue down just in front of your spinal cord, and we're going to rest on top of your heart. Feel how soft it is. We're going to jump in down into the center of your heart. I'm just going to sit here. So profound and deep. This is who you are. This is who you really are. And this is your true gateway to the stars, the Merkaba in your heart. We're going to retain that healing energy that is us. And we're going to pop up to the top of our heart. Now we're going to go up and we can see above us the underside of our chin. We're going to go up back and you can pretend to see the back of your eyes. And you're going to go up to the top of your head. We're going to go up, up, up. And we're 3 feet above. First chakra above our head. I'm going to jump to the third chakra above our head. Imagine that you can look down and see the top of your head. We jump up to the fifth chakra above our head. You're getting smaller. And we continue up, and this time we really go up far. We go up so far we can't even see us because we're too small. We're seven at the level of the seventh chakra above our head. We can barely see our house. And we continue up, up, up on this journey. We're still connected to that beautiful heart space. Yet we're stretching right up to the next, to the ninth chakra. Feel how light and luminous it is. We continue up and now we can barely see the country we live in. We go up, 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 and we're on to the 11th chakra above our head. It's very powerful, very beautiful. We can see the stars, we can see the galaxies. We go up, 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 and we're into the 13th chakra above our head. So far. It's so fine. So beautiful. We couldn't even imagine negativity. And we go up to the 15th chakra and now the 16th. And now we're opening up this chakra. The sounds that we listen to. And we're opening up and we are now like a radio channel at this really high, high frequency. And in your imagination, look over to your right and see the most bright star in the night sky, Cirrus. And I just wish you to pretend you like have Gumby hands and they stretch and just pull that energy of Cirrus into your heart. Take that beautiful night sky, that brilliance, and bring it into your body. Have it going into your heart, into your head, and see your body as a beautiful star, which you are, and is your destiny. Just bathe in this brilliance. Brilliance that is you. And we're going to take this star energy and we're going to take it right down as we start to just slide down that stream to the 15th, 14th, 13th, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. The earth is in view. 5, looking in our country. 4, seeing our house. 3, 2, 1, into the top of our head. And back down. I'm going to send you the light of Cirrus for just a moment. Feel it. There we go. Feel the star energy. I am always yours. I am Isis.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Isis. Well, Jill, thank you so much for being here and sharing your amazing energy and channeling and bringing your gifts and sharing with us about stargates and the angel frequencies and the star frequencies and the 528 hertz, really all these amazing frequencies and modalities and connections and beings are going to be increasing all of our frequencies and raising our vibrations as we accelerate our ascension. So thank you for being here, sweet soul. Really was a pleasure.
No, pleasure's mine. Thank you.
All right, everyone. It's been an amazing show. Make sure you listen to it again. There's some really, really wonderful frequencies and tones that have been part of the show tonight, and I think everyone can feel a certain degree of bliss or something. There's definitely been transformation on the show today. So, you know, thank you so much, everyone, for being here and continuing to bring your amazing vibration. Much love to you all. We thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank all the angels. We thank the stars. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.